Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, I slept wonderfully. Long, deep.
Well, I haven't slept like that in...
Honestly, I can't remember. Lying in this bed, I feel almost at peace. I don't want to get up, really. But I suppose we have things to do and things to see, starting with Daniel. Hey, Kellen.
Morning, Arthur.
Morning. How was your night? Other than the ceiling.
I slept fine.
So you do sleep? I knew it. The sun. I can feel it on my skin.
Me too.
How's the city looking today?
It's lovely. Bright. Warm. It's a bustle of movement. Like ants when you turn over a log.
True. Well, shall we head down the tower?
Down the tower.
The elevator. Was it always right here? In our room, in the attic?
It's the same one we took up yesterday. Before bed.
Right, right. Well...
Arthur!
What?
My sister's head.
Right, right. Can't forget. Morning, Samantha.
Master.
We talked about this.
I don't mind. She's talking to both of us anyway.
You're right. You're right. Shall we head right to the basement, or...
They're waiting for us at the Magic Mountain.
The cafe in the lobby? Well, who's waiting for us?
Adam Fry, of course.
Right. I'm so daft. Well, let's move on. Doesn't this remind you...
Of the city under the hotel.
Exactly. You'd been there before, right? Before we went.
I had sought him out. Sought out the...
The what? Sorry.
The king in...
No, I can't understand you. What are you...
You can't understand me?
No, say that again.
You can't understand me?
No, of course. Look, Kellen, we talked about this. That temper of yours needs to...
Temper?
Just... sing, remember? We both know it calms you down.
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in my eyes telling you?
Yes. See, doesn't that help?
Am I blue? Ain't in man with that plan done fell through. Was a time I was the only one.
Much better. Is this?
We're in the apartment.
The apartment?
The one we booked for the butcher, Arthur.
Right. But the Magic Mountain...
Man can wait. We have to check into the room. Unless you've killed him already.
Killed him? What do you mean?
You killed him.
Killed who?
Uncle.
Uncle?
I watched.
I...
Just like you killed me.
Killed you? No. We've been together since... Since the book, and...
On the dock, you watched me bleed out as you rode away. You killed me, Arthur.
I didn't. This isn't...
You slit my throat and took my sister.
She wanted to come with me.
Master.
You dragged her away and slit my fucking throat.
You and me.
Get into the hotel room.
Why?
The butcher is waiting for you. Kill him. Kill him like you killed me.
This isn't... No, this isn't... Where am I? I have to get out of here. I have to get out of here.
You can't run away from me. The train is still moving forward.
Is this... Excuse me. Percival?
Did I hear correctly that you killed your wife?
What? No.
Oh, jolly good.
No. This isn't... John?
John? Who's John?
Kellen, I...
Who is John?
I don't remember. You were John. This isn't right. This feels so normal, but it's not. Am I dreaming?
Dreaming?
Yeah. Yes, I just need to get off this train. I need to...
Where's the door?
Here.
Mausoleum. Why here, Arthur?
Why here? This isn't... You're dead. This is a dream. John is...
Gone.
But you're not. What are you?
Am I blue?
What is this?
Don't you recognize this place?
I can't see anything.
Even in dreams, you know this place.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Touch the stone. Touch the stone, Arthur. Feel the cold bronze of her plaque. The one you picked out for her. Though, Daniel paid for it. He paid for his little girl, didn't he?
Shut up!
There's that fire. That burned her.
Shut up!
That burned so bright, it brought your house down around you. That drowned your girl.
This isn't real. This isn't. What is this? This isn't the dreamlands. This is a dream. This is a real dream. I need to wake up.
Wake up to what? Another nightmare?
Quiet! Need to find the exit.
It's whatever you want. The graveyard. How grave.
This is a dream, Kellen. Which also means I'm making you fight me.
Are you?
Yes, now shut up. Why can't I wake up?
Have you tried hard enough?
That's what I have for now.
So,
this isn't normal, is it? I'm not doing this, am I? So who is? Who is there? Who are you?
Who's to say? I'm not a piece of you.
He has a point.
No. You're something else.
How can you be so sure?
Because I don't know what you're going to say next.
Clever boy.
How kind of him.
Who are you?
Just call me Mr. Scratch.
What do you want? Then let me wake up.
First, see if this fits you.
We're in a grave, Arthur. The worms are hungrily wriggling around us. The headstone says, Arthur Lester.
I know I'm in a grave.
Don't take any of this lying down. Yes.
Quiet. We're getting out of this. John?
Leave him out of this.
Why? Come on. Wood. Wood. The floor is wood. Why is...
It's this place again.
What place again?
The island.
Island? The widow's house.
Another widow? Marie, is it your first?
I'm not playing your game, Scratch. We're getting out of here. We need to wake me up somehow.
Why so scared?
I'm not scared. I'm pissed off is what I am. Kellen, we need to get out of here. The door.
Why are you scared, Arthur? I can feel your heart racing.
What happened here?
Fuck you!
The door is through the kitchen to our left. In front of you.
Open, damn it!
It won't budge. It's sealed shut, Arthur.
Open, damn it! Why are you doing this? Okay. Other ways out.
We can try heading back down the ladder.
Back into the graveyard?
I don't think it leads to the graveyard anymore.
Then where?
The caves.
Caves. No, there's another way out. Where's the kitchen? There must be a window or...
In front of you.
Well, anything?
There's a window above the sink. But it's boarded up.
Fine. Here?
Yeah. Arthur, it's too strong. You need something.
Well, then fucking look around!
Don't you yell at me!
Shut up! You're just me, yelling at me! Hell, I'd be a more useful companion to myself. would you?
What?
What?
No, this doesn't help. Jesus.
What about this? Is this easy?
No, stop.
Or this, you motherfucker.
No.
Or this, Arthur.
Stop, please.
Or should I say...
Stop.
Parker.
Stop. Please. Please.
Why not bring back John, then?
Why? What do you mean, why?
You're in control of this lab.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Why not have John back?
Because.
Because what? Because you feel something is off about him.
No.
Yes, you do.
What? No, not at all.
In the back of your mind, is he not telling you something?
Stop it.
Stop what? This is you. This is your mind, Arthur. Do you not trust him?
I don't know.
He's lying about something. Is it Cain? What isn't he telling you?
I don't know.
Or maybe, just maybe, he's slipping away.
What?
How many times can you fracture a soul until it's only a shell of its former?
Nothing indicates that. No. There's no way that's possible.
What is possible in this world, Arthur?
I don't know, but that's not... No, I don't think that.
Then how am I saying it? Clearly you think that. He drifted off last night. Is that the first time that's happened?
Yes.
How can you be so sure?
I...
You can't.
No.
Yellow, the king, John, three separate entities.
Yellow is the king.
Is he? If he was trapped inside of you, he's clearly no longer a whole. And look at what you did to that.
What I did?
What you ruined. You can hate me for saying this, but I'm only saying what you're saying to yourself, Arthur.
Something is off about John. You know it, because I know it. I know.
The letter is still here.
What letter?
To A.
To Anna.
Dear A, why did you kill me? You led him straight to me. I was safe in Harper's Hill, and yet you told him. You told him about me. For years I had run and hid, and in a moment all that was gone. All that was shattered because of you, because of what you did. How could you do this, eh? Why are you risking everything? Leave Anna alone. Stop trying to pursue her. You're only going to get her killed, just like you killed Faro. Just like you killed Bella.
I didn't kill Bella. She died giving birth.
Did she?
Of course she fucking did.
And where were you?
What?
And where were you?
We're getting out of here.
The caves, Arthur.
No, not the caves. Upstairs.
Why not the caves?
Because.
Because you know what's down there.
No.
Yes. You know what you did to her.
No.
Yes. You can't stand to be there. To smell the blood in the air.
No!
The widow whose skull you crushed with a rock. Beaten over and over again. Until her skull, now just fragments of bone, were indistinguishable from the pebbles by your feet.
We're going upstairs.
We never went upstairs.
Well, it's time we did.
The stairs are all but destroyed. The carpet up here is wet with rain.
Rain?
The wheelchair, Arthur. It's right where we found it.
Wheelchair?
God bless this baby, Stanzik. God bless this baby Stanzik.
I didn't kill this one.
What?
You, Uncle, the widow, Sarah, but not this one. This one I saved.
You've lived quite the life.
You're torturing me with my own past, my own guilt. You're trying to what? To get me weak?
You torture yourself. These are your dreams.
No, no. I don't dream. Not like this.
Are you so sure?
Yes.
You have so much you carry.
Cut the bullshit! Tell me why you're here.
Stay here. And I'll tell you.
I doubt that.
The door at the end of the hall is opening. A red mist is beginning to lick out of its open corners.
You want me afraid?
I want you just as you are.
We can head back down the stairs. Find our own way out of this nightmare.
No. I'm not afraid of you.
I know.
The mist is billowing out from under the door, Arthur. It's licking the air hungrily as if tasting it.
I'm not moving. I want answers. Tell me why you're here.
The door is open all the way now. The red light that comes from within is pulsating beyond, growing along with the fog that now claws its way across the floor towards us.
This is still my dream, Scratch.
It moves as if it were alive, Arthur. Gliding along the walls like some unseen servant doing its master's bidding. Aching to engulf all that lay between it and its target.
And I control what I do.
Is that so?
The mist is around us now, Arthur. Surrounding us. Covering us. Engulfing us in nothingness. There is nothing, Arthur. There is nothing here, only the mist, only the fog, only the tentacles within that wrap around our limbs. The water is rising, Arthur.
Water?
Like pearls and now a silver blade. It pools at our feet. The cursed feelers of some unseen horror dance along your inner thigh, feeling for soft flesh to latch onto.
No!
They come from within the mist, dragging us down, into the waters below.
No!
They're wrapping around your limbs, pulling you down into the nothingness of the silent waters.
No!
Their nameless hosts drawing you into the blasted lake to devour and consume you.
No!
Once and for all, Arthur.
No!
I remember this scene. I remember watching you paddle away as I lay somewhere over there in the darkness on the dock, bleeding out. You had taken the only thing that ever loved me.
This boat. This is
You watched me die.
You would have killed me, Fess. You tried to kill me.
I suppose so. Does that mean my death was justified?
No. I don't know. Maybe. Are you there now, on the dock?
Yes.
As I left you.
As you left me.
I can't explain it. I know exactly how you looked.
Did you enjoy it?
No. No, not at all.
Are you lying to me?
No.
Are you lying to yourself?
I...
It's okay.
Let's get out of here.
Arthur.
Yes.
Can we head back?
Head back?
Yes.
Sure, Kellen.
The fire dances on the water in the dark. It looks almost like the reflection of the sun. It's beautiful, Arthur.
I can imagine.
Of course you can. You're the one imagining it. The fire's all but died now. In fact, it's gone. The dock is to your right.
Here?
Yeah. There I am.
There you are.
Arthur. Can you do me a favor?
I can. Yes.
Can you bury me?
Bury you?
Yes.
Of course.
The woods to your left. Here.
A shovel.
You're already holding one. Who do you imagine I was before all this? Before we met.
I don't know, Kellen. I had hoped you were a good person. Maybe someone who fell on tough times.
Do you think I'm evil?
What is evil? Is it an opposition of God? The way Christians feel? Is it disorder and violence the way ancient Egyptians felt? Or is it ambiguous? Is it just suffering? Is it the range of human immorality? And moreover, is it absolute? Is it a switch or a cut? A choice or an inherited gene that lay deep within a few, perhaps all? Waiting for the moment to break free. Evil is... When Faro died, my life ended. I wanted to kill myself. Like my parents did. Many years before. But I couldn't do that. I couldn't imagine anyone experiencing that which I did. Even to those I hardly knew. It was... Yet... There were moments years later that I enjoyed the freedom of a life in Arkham, untethered. The ability to have a drink with a friend, to spend the evening out without anyone worrying about me, without anyone wanting me. Did that mean I was happy Faroe was gone? Did that mean, in some small way, I appreciated the death of my child? Is that evil, Kellen? They say all it takes for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. But what is a good man to do about that? Where does he fit in within that tableau? What is there to triumph over? And you? Did I kill an evil man? Or in killing you was an evil man created?
If I had an answer, it would only come from yourself.
I know.
I'd like to sleep now.
Okay. Goodbye, Kellen. I'm sorry.
Goodbye, Arthur. I hope you find your little girl.
I think you and I are cards drawn from the same deck, I fear. So perhaps you should guide.
My pleasure, Arthur. I wondered why I hadn't spoken yet.
Because I was afraid of what you would say.
Sticks and stones, Arthur.
There's a town through the woods. Leary.
Oh, I remember it well.
I'd like to head there.
Well then, onward, stalwart traveler. These woods are lovely, dark and deep.
You're mocking me.
Far from it. Poetry is a gift of the gods.
You count yourself amongst them.
You speak as though you haven't already met one. You are practically housemates with a piece of one.
John is no god.
No. Not anymore, I suppose. Yellow was, or saw himself as one.
You brought that upon him, and you didn't even know it. You made him ravenous with power. He heard everything you said at that dining table.
I know, and I appreciated how quickly he turned on you. Not like your golden boy.
Golden boy?
You're undefeated. John is not yellow. He's gold, Arthur. A gift. You see that. You see that in how he treats you. How he cares about you.
I care about him because it's how we survive. He's my friend.
Everything you've loved was taken away. Remember? You think John is any different?
I don't know.
Nothing gold can stay, Arthur.
Nothing gold can stay.
Nature's first green is gold. Her hardest hue to hold. Her early leaves a flower. But only so an hour. Then leaf subsides to leaf. So Eden sank to grief. So dawn goes down to day. Nothing gold can stay.
Nothing gold can stay.
Now, the tree line breaks. We're at the city. Leary.
Okay.
It's a ghost town, Arthur. Vacant buildings and empty streets. Are you sure this is the place?
I never came into this town. Only the hotel, which was closed.
So why did you come here?
Because I want answers. Why are you here? so much what?
Pain. Loss. Fear.
Why won't you let me just wake up?
You don't want to wake up.
I do.
You are choosing to stay here.
Is that true, Arthur?
No. No.
Why were you not there?
Not where?
Where were you?
Arthur, this building beside us, it looks familiar. Warren Tavern.
No.
Enter or leave town.
I can't imagine why we'd leave town, Arthur.
Perhaps we should.
Arthur, you brought us here, and now you want to just turn tail and run.
I can't.
Enter.
I don't know.
Go inside. Now. Well, this is quite the establishment, Arthur. Quite sophisticated. It has an old air about it. Well, where are we?
You know where we are.
Boston! You don't say. Well, when?
You know when.
That many years ago. Well, you would have been a young buck. A husband already? A father? Yet?
Why are you doing this to me?
You're doing this to you, Arthur. You're turning over stones in your mind and watching the earthworms writhe, watching all the insects scuttle and run from the afternoon light. They turn your stomach, Arthur. Their features alien. Too many legs, too many eyes. Creatures that exist in a world so utterly different from yours. Stomachs that vomit acid, mandibles that cut. Tiny greasy hairs that stick out from the skin which sloths off, leaving a soulless husk behind. They disgust you, Arthur, and yet you watch them. Sometimes even letting them get close to your feet. You can't help but watch the horror.
This isn't horror.
To whom? Why, look, Arthur. It's you. Over there, at the same table you sat at.
James. Okay, hold on. What exactly are you saying? You can't be serious.
Maybe I can't do this. Maybe I don't want to do this.
I think it's a little too late for that, Arthur. Bella is... Your wife.
Why? Because her father found out? Because heaven forbid, a child into this world that isn't part of a married...
Look, you said yes.
I said yes because...
Because... You don't have an answer.
I don't love her.
Well, it seemed like it to me.
Well, what do you know? Her mother died, James. She was alone. No, she wasn't. She deserved love. Bella's a fine woman. She's kind to me.
This wasn't an accident. You make it seem like this just happened to you. You did this. You planned this. This was the life you wanted. What are you scared
of? No, James.
Then what are you saying you can't do?
I can't live for someone else. I can't live for someone else. I can feel myself looking back and wishing I had done something different. Wishing I had made a change. You know, wishing I had walked away.
From your kid?
No.
From Bella. Why?
Because it's wrong. It's wrong. I know it is. I know that it's right for her. Her father, their family, you.
Hey, look, I'm just...
I get it. I get what it looks like. But what do I do when I know it's wrong?
You make it right. You work at it.
You talk about it like it's a fucking mathematics problem, James. I'm not saying it's broken. I'm saying it's wrong.
So you what? You're gonna leave your wife as she's giving birth?
No. I don't.
Then you get it together, man. If you think you're going to get me to understand your point of view, then...
I'm not. I don't think anyone would. I'm just telling you what it is.
What it is? Like it's a fucking fact.
As opposed to what, James?
Fear, Arthur. It's fear. Okay? You think you're the first person to get cold feet? Look at yourself. Look at the timing.
It must be so easy to wash an idea away with one-word answers.
You're a liar.
You're a bad friend.
And you're a fucking piece of shit. You know that?
And you're not supposed to.
Leave your fucking wife alone. All I know is she is down the road right now waiting for you. Bella may not be right for you. But she may be very well the only person that will ever love you. Make your choice. But be prepared to live with the fallout.
Oh, I'll deal with the fallout. The way I've dealt with every fucking thing in my life. Fuck you, James! Fuck you!
By the time I got to the hospital, Bella was dead. And Fro had been born an hour earlier. She was alone in the hospital for an entire hour. Alone. Without a single person in the world that knew she existed. Who loved her?
You were going to leave your wife as she gave birth. Or just after, I suppose. You really make it easy to hate you.
The irony of how much that's true. And how much I hate myself.
So you lucked out then, with Bella dying.
You could say that.
You could think it.
Does this satisfy you, Scratch?
Such selfishness. Such utter disregard for someone who bettered your life. Whom you loved.
That's not why I didn't want to come in here.
No.
No. It was the hour, Scratch. The hour I hadn't known about Faro. That I sat here, getting drunk. It was the hour I wasted. The hour my daughter sat alone in her crib. That's the shame I feel, reliving this moment.
Your wife.
I'm not trying to defend my selfishness. I'm not... saying anyone, James, yourself, my own inner voice, need to feel that I handled this well. What I'm saying is that being with Bella was wrong. There's no other way to view it. Is there, Wally?
Leaving her on the day she died.
But did being with her feel wrong?
Of course.
Even my own self-loathing knows it, Scratch. This isn't about me being innocent. I've made my mistakes. I have been, and can be, and continue to be selfish, arrogant, a failure, but this moment... Those traits aside, I saw in my heart what was wrong. I just picked a terrible time to see it.
Still, you and I are quite the pair. Two peas, one would say. Both sacrificed our daughters for our passions.
You'd like to think that.
You for your art. You're playing piano. You were composing the day that...
Yeah, I'm done with this. I'm done with all this. I've been led around enough by you, Scratch. I'm leaving.
My hallway in the Larson estate. Uncle lay dead in one of these rooms within...
Yeah, I'm over this, Larson. Myself, whatever fucking voice makes sense. I've beat myself up enough in this dream. Relived enough bad memories for the night. I'm gonna leave.
You don't want to leave.
You say that, but I'm telling you I do.
And yet...
All right. You want me asleep. You want me... scared. You're feeding on me. What are you, a spirit? A demon. Okay, a demon of some sort. In Marie's house. Why?
Perhaps it's trapped.
Perhaps.
If it's feeding on our fears, our negative thoughts, How do we combat this?
Well, we stop trying to wake up.
All right. And?
And.
Where is this, Arthur? I don't remember this place.
Thoreau is 2 years old. A little bumping bundle of energy. And there was this park by our house in Boston. A park with a little pond that had ducks in it. Tess had taken a few weeks off in the summer. And we went to that small duck pond every day for hours, bringing bread, watching the ducks play. She would point at them, making the sound they made, trying her very best to say duck or whatever word. She was so little. I would carry her all the way there and back. Then we would explore the park for hours. I remember there was this small bridge. Just a little wooden bridge that went over the stream. And well, I would tell her stories as we walked through the woods. Little fairy tales, sometimes made up, sometimes popular. And she really liked the Three Billy Goats Gruff. Found that one particularly amusing. So whenever we would cross the bridge, I would walk up in front and I'd say, "Wait here for her." And I'd knock on the bridge and I'd say, "Are you there, troll?" And when no troll came out, we would cross. And on the way back, Faro would stop me and walk up, knock on the bridge, and say in her tiny voice, "Are you there, troll?" And when no troll came out, we'd head back. Those were, without a doubt, the happiest days of my life.
You're not playing my game.
I told you I'm through playing.
Well, then, you are no longer of use.
It's over then, Scratch.
Arthur, the sky is dark. The park is gone.
It's just begun.
Ropes like tendrils from the sky have dropped down and attached around your arms and legs, pulling you taut. There's a figure from the tree line, bathed in black, silver eyes large and sinister. Arthur, I think we can loosen the rope on your hand. You can reach it if you just focus.
I told you! I'm done with you!
Arthur, the figure is moving from the tree line. Its skin is a deep violet. Its silver eyes float, almost apart from its body.
You don't know that! You don't know any of that!
Oh, you do! You see me the way you've always seen me, Arthur.
Arthur, he is approaching. Untie yourself.
I'm trying. These tendrils are fighting me.
This is my game.
I'm not playing it. You can't hurt me.
Arthur, the figure has pulled out a large knife.
Can't I?
He He's driven it into your stomach. Ah! He's pulling the knife upwards towards your ribcage.
Your dreams are mine.
He's opened your stomach, Arthur. He's peeling back the blood-soaked skin.
I dwell in the shadows of every nightmare.
Arthur, he's reached inside your stomach, feeling around with his long, dark claw.
But yours are especially sweet.
He's pulling out your intestines, Arthur. Drawing them out. Slowly.
This is a dream. This is a dream. This isn't real. This isn't real. This isn't real.
You want to know what I want of you?
He's bringing them to his lips.
You want to know why I am doing this?
I know why you're doing this! You're doing this to torture me! To feed on my pain!
No, I'm doing this so you will let me out.
Arthur, the rope. You've almost untied it. Arthur, there, yes. Your hand is free. The knife, Arthur. Stab him.
I'll never let you out.
He's gone, Arthur. She is free now. Arthur. Arthur.
What?
Arthur.
What? What? What is...
Arthur!
What is... What?
Arthur, what the fuck are you doing?
John?
Arthur!
John? What is happening? Where are we?
The room beneath us! You've been sleepwalking!
No, I was... What is... Who is that?
The woman you just untied.
Scratch.
Arthur, what the fuck is happening?
Scratch.
Run, Arthur!
I can't move.
Fear, Arthur. Fear.
I can't.
She's speaking as if...
Feasting on dreams. Nightmares that twitch and writhe in the backs of slumbering minds.
Scratch,
I've taken many of them, and a rare few, like this one, have been suitable hosts. But never have I encountered a dreamer with nightmares as potent as yours. Dreams that would allow me to influence them in this way.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
You got out of bed. You fell down the stairs. You opened the door. And you untied this body.
so she's studying your face. Why can't you move?
What are you going to do with me?
With you, Arthur. I am indebted to you. I will not forget this kindness. This gift you've given me. Thank you for allowing me to cause agony and nightmares once again. To stain the dream realm with blood beyond these walls. You are my favorite, Arthur.
I wouldn't have...
Oh, but you did. You've unleashed me onto the world. You've shown me a world beyond this one. And horrors I could never have seen otherwise.
Arthur!
You have brought me purpose.
Me?
You. My favorite. Sweet tree.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.